This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you very much, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, 105 through the Fan. NFL News today is coming up at 3 o'clock. Who do you want the Cowboys coach to be? I have some coach power rankings here, coach candidate power rankings. City is playing in the Champions League right now. If you are looking for some afternoon sports to watch, is it Feyenoord? How do you pronounce that?
Feyenoord,
okay.
I'm sorry. I think I'm right about that.
I think I only see him once a year there in the Champions League action. City's leading.
Sorry if I messed that up, folks that are soccer fans.
Yeah, salute to you if that's your town.
Yeah,
you know, sorry
about
we can't
that.
Pronounce it. We're too stupid.
Yeah.
But you do have a City leading 1-0 at the half on an Erling Haaland PK just a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Dude, okay. He looks like he could play like strong safety.
Oh, yeah. I think maybe
running back?
Running back, wide receiver. You know, he would maybe end.
He could he maybe is, a good rush end. Yeah.
he is a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's how much Dodgers players are getting for winning the World Series. This is a significant amount of cash. Each player gets $477,000 out of a pool of $46 million. The payout's actually lower than in recent years for one reason or another. But I think that's got to put a ton of extra incentive in those playoff series and those postseason series, because that represents about what, you know, some of these young guys are making.
Yeah, that's the situation too. Shohei, probably not so much. Thank you very much. But to some guy that's the 23rd, 24th, 25th player on the bench.
Yeah.
Some guy that's the utility backup catcher guy, you know, that, like you're saying, that makes veteran minimum.
Dude, you know, you just came up.
You're on the bench and all of a sudden you're getting, you know, $450,000. Okay.
We're getting a house this offseason.
Yeah.
You know, this is a big level up.
Like Janko or somebody like that. You know.
I'm telling her we made $100.
There you go.
$100K.
Got a bonus check, honey.
Got a bonus. $150.
Here,
I'll give you $50.
Yes.
That's how much I love you.
Yeah.
You
know, everything's 50-50 in this household.
I got a bonus for winning the Super Bowl in Green Bay, and I took all my buddies to Cabo.
Yeah.
Rented a house and, you know, paid for it. Like, just kind of organized the trip for golf and deep sea fish and stuff like that. These are the guys and gals that were, like, hanging around me when I was just trying to get, you know, get going. And so I kind of felt like, I kind of, like I say, it was such a fun trip, but I wish I had the money back now for
Yeah, that might pay for a term of Bennett's College.
Yeah, Bennett's College. I could have maybe kind of got a couple of taken care of some things there. But
no, that's a great story.
It
great time.
Fun. It is fun.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There's a lot less money than that. Trust
Your employees, your coworkers have been appreciating your generosity for years, Brian.
Well, thank you.
I think that's another example of it.
Appreciate it.
Okay, we have Cowboys Wire here. And we go to KD Drummond, who has given you the top 12 most likely. Ooh. Scale of 1 to 10. I'm going to give you the name. You tell me how likely it is you think the Cowboys would name this dude head coach. And we start with Cliff, the OC in Washington. Is he a fit? I would think he's messed up twice now as a head coach. I want nothing to do with it.
Same. I would want nothing to do with it either. He has not proven he can be a consistent, even offensive coordinator throughout a full length season, let alone a head coach. He's actually proven he definitely cannot be a head coach at any level. The jury's still out on him as a play caller now.
I'm going to say three out of 10.
There's a chance. I mean, he looks the part. Yeah. He's a Texas guy.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, we need to
respect him over there.
More out of Dak. We need to get some of his offensive schemes. But yeah, the numbers that you told me yesterday, I guess that was in the second half of the show. A lot of people listening. How much the league figures him out, his tendencies, you know, and he doesn't have a changeup.
Even back to college, Texas Tech would come out of the gates. They'd be above 500. They'd be scoring all these points. And in the second half of the season, they're under 500 every single time under Cliff. And then he becomes the head coach of the Cardinals. Same thing. They come out of the gates hot. They're scoring 30 points or whatever. Then by half number two, they're scoring 22 points a game, they're well under 500.
Less. Yeah, they're a touchdown
It's just crazy.
I meant to ask you guys earlier about this next man on our list, the former Cowboys OC, Kellen Moore. He has the Eagles 7th in the NFL scoring offense, just under 27 points per game. How much credit does he get for Philly? Is he a candidate here?
I give him a 4 on the
definitely
list.
Definitely more than Cliff. I think 4 is probably a fair place. Yeah.
Let's go to the defensive side of the ball, where former Dolphins head coach, current Vikings DC, Brian Flores is out there, boys. What do you say?
I'd say he's a 6.
I'd probably say similar to Kellen Moore, 4 or 5.
Ooh.
Okay. He's been a coach before,
yeah,
but it was kind of a train wreck by the end. So I think he would certainly be worth an interview, and I think he would be probably just – can he find an offensive coordinator?
That's
never proven that he could do that with the Dolphins.
Right, but see, I kind of feel like that same similar thing with the guy he used to work for with Belichick. He got an opportunity to work at Cleveland, got fired, and then the second gig was better.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm kind of thinking that he's on that, maybe on that path.
Yeah, I agree. I think from a, just the way he handles his players and all that kind of stuff.
He should be better the second time around.
Probably much better.
Yeah.
I think the big question with Brian Flores is
you're the right,
who
the
is your offensive coordinator?
You're right.
Because, I mean, he was doing co-offensive coordinators with 2 no-name guys for one of those years. He was just turning and burning there. They could never get it figured out. They made Tua look like a complete useless player. And now he's solid.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to see, you know, what he could do to this defense, though.
For sure. Even though Mike Zimmer's got him trending in the right direction, I'm wondering if Jerry's going to mandate, with the way he was glowing about Zimmer.
He was
next guy
today.
Comes in.
He was glowing.
Hey, here's your defensive coordinator. We're not moving on from him. You've seen him do it before.
Yeah. Wouldn't be mad at that. You could do worse. Former head coach Mike Vrabel is next on the list at 9.
I love Mike. That's why I said you could do worse.
Oh, okay. Yeah, busting his chops a little bit. What do you think about Mike Vrabel? Is this something we should be hoping for?
I think this is somewhere between 7 and 8.
Agreed.
On my schedule.
Yeah, and I would say based on some of these candidates, he'd be up there. He'd be in the hope category. Yeah. Like he'd be one of those that you sign.
There's
him
another one you've got to figure out.
You feel optimistic about it.
Isn't he going to try to play defense and run the ball though? Is this going back in time?
He is going to play. He wants to do those things, yes. But I think the one credit to him is he did hire Matt LaFleur as his offensive coordinator with the Titans. And they made Ryan Tannehill look like a legit quarterback for a couple of years.
He had the guy Smith that before he went to
Arthur Smith
before he went to Atlanta. They were very physical play the way they played. Yeah,
you have Belichick at 8.
Okay, I'm going to give you a little insight on this one.
Okay,
this one's going to have to be, and I can't put a number on it, but I'll say this: I think Bill Belichick is going to have to. I think he's going to ask for a meeting if it comes to this. I think he's going to want to meet with Jerry and get the total understanding of what's going on in this organization. Who's in charge of discipline? Who's in charge of the locker room stuff?
You think it'd be more him interviewing them?
He is going to, before he submits to an interview, I believe he's going to ask a million questions.
Discipline's one of the biggest things that a coach has to be responsible for.
That's what he's going to interview Jerry in a way. And I was hearing from people that I know, and you guys know, I know Mike Lombardi and stuff like that. Mike and him are close, but I just knowing the situation, how it is, I just feel like that Bill's not going to just take a job to get back in. Bill is going to interview, okay, what is this organization? What can I bring? But what are you going to bring for me? How do you handle it? He's going to want to know, what's Will McClay's responsibility in personnel? How do you feel like if I want to go sign a player, are you going to let me sign a player? He's going to ask a million questions.
Got to get a lay of the land. Yeah. Understandable.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, I would love it if he would take over as head coach. I just think his culture, his attention to detail, that accountability could all do wonders for the entire organization.
If we're to get an interview and take this job, it would be because he got everything that he wanted to know buttoned up before he even took the interview.
For sure. Yeah, and I think back to Vrabel for a second, I think that's part of like the culture stuff, but also I think he's a plus like CEO game manager for you. In game, he's going to find the loopholes. He will do the timeout at the right time. All those sorts of things, I think he's pretty dialed.
Nice. Okay, the Dolphins OC Frank Smith is 7 on the list. We haven't talked much about him. Mm. I think just the fact that, you're in that coaching tree would make it a hire that I would like, just to see if it could work. I think, a number of these guys are going to get shots, and some of them will have no business being a head coach, and that might be painfully obvious. And you'll be firing them very soon. But I think everybody on that coaching tree, I would be excited about seeing what they could do different. Bobby Slowick, Aaron Glenn, the Lions DC, is on this list, ranked number 5. Dion, number 4. Wow, look at KD putting him up there. Joe Brady, the Bills OC. Worked with LSU, didn't he?
He did.
Carolina.
He was with the national championship year in 19, then went to Carolina, really didn't have much success with Matt Rhule there. Got to Buffalo as a quarterback coach. Ken Dorsey pooped in the bed. He took over. Bills been on a run.
Ravens OC Todd Monken, number 2. We want him.
Chief. Kind of a college guy.
Not for me.
Yeah.
And then Ben Johnson coming in at number 1. Yeah. Is that likely?
I don't find it likely. No, I don't even know that he would. I don't even think he wants to be here, let alone the Cowboys wanting him.
Yeah, I think Ben Johnson, I would predict him is going to probably get the Chicago Bears job. That would be my prediction.
NFL News Today coming up next. Eric, where are we going?
Well, it's actually a great day to be Mike McCarthy. We have some sound to prove it, plus a perennial bleep hole of the week adds another notch on his belt next in the nation.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.